The U.S. government remains open this Thanksgiving week thanks to a temporary funding deal Congress passed last week. But that deal starts to expire in January, and conservatives are signaling they won't pass another funding deal without addressing a bigger issue, the swelling U.S. national debt. This says what the U.S. pays in interest cost is soaring. Jeff is with our Lisa Desjardins to make sense of the trillions involved.
Amna, thank you. Lisa, it's good to see you.
Great to see you.
So we know the top line number, the total national debt, is almost $34 trillion. But economists have noticed that something is changing, right? So what is it?
It's the cost of the debt. And if you look at the markets, you know why. To fight inflation, the Federal Reserve has been increasing interest rates. Well, that means what the U.S. is paying for its loans is also going up. I wanted this to be very understandable, so I want to look at interest costs, what we pay on our national debt, per day. Now, I've calculated these numbers thanks to some help from the Joint Economic Committee and Dave Schweikert's office. $1 billion, that's how much we were paying in interest 2 years ago. Let's watch the curve. Here we go after the pandemic. Interest rates go up a little bit, $1.4 billion a day. Look at the last 6 months. As we see interest rates go up, look at what the U.S. is paying. More than twice in interest costs per day that we did 2 years ago. Now, $2.6 billion, what is that? Think about this. In a week, what we're paying on interest is enough for everything President Biden has requested for border security for a year.
Wow. So what about the total number?
Right. Okay. Another big number. What does this mean overall? Right now, the U.S. in a year, between November to October in the past year, spent $749 billion on interest. What does that number mean? Department of Defense budget. How much we spent on that in fiscal 23? $782 billion. So right now, just the interest on our debt is so large that it is almost the entire Department of Defense budget.
And Lisa, we hear lawmakers talk all the time about the debt and deficit. How much does that debate on the Hill actually get at the core of the problem here?
So excited to get into this because, of course, Congress, as you know, we've covered it together. Congress only controls part of the budget, agencies by and large. But let's look at what the three largest drivers of the debt are in reality. These three things, Social Security there in yellow at the bottom, Medicare in blue, and interest, those costs right there. This is the percentage of the budget these things make up now. In 2033, all three of those things are going to grow. Look at that. Social Security, especially Medicare, growing. These are mandatory costs that Congress isn't even talking about when we talk about a government shutdown or discretionary funding. The green, that is what Congress controls. That money is expected to go down. So really what's happening here is Congress is not addressing the big drivers of the debt at all. And when you talk to economists like Mark Zandi of Moody's Analytics, he says Congress needs to pay attention to and they need to stress the real stakes in all of this.
The lawmakers need to be able to connect in the minds of the voter that if we don't make changes, if we don't do things that are tough, like raise taxes or restrain spending, then interest rates are going to rise. And therefore, we're not going to be able to, many Americans, most Americans won't be able to afford to buy a home and become a homeowner or even buy a vehicle. So, I think it's going to take some pressure, some economic pressure for lawmakers to really come to terms. But so far, they haven't done that.
So, Lisa, what are lawmakers proposing as potential solutions here?
We went back and listened to the last couple of weeks of debate about fiscal policy, about a potential government shutdown that we just avoided this time around. And first, I want to note that there are more members of Congress talking about this issue. So let's listen, first of all, of what they had to say.
The greatest threat to our national security is our nation's debt.
We've been spending more than we bring in our government every year for the past 21 years.
As a nation, we must be concerned about the growth in the national debt.
When is it going to be enough? Is $34 trillion of debt not enough? $2 trillion deficits not enough?
If you don't like math and don't want to deal with reality, please stop watching.
Keep watching because math is important, reality is important. And the reality is, though, as much as these members have lots of graphs, they're pointing out the problem, there really are not yet specific plans to deal with this. It comes down to two things, Jeff, you know well. Either you have to cut spending, cut benefits, or you have to increase revenue. Most every smart economist says you've got to do some combination of both, but it's become a partisan debate. There is a potential commission on the horizon. Speaker Johnson mentioned that in his first speech. He wants a commission. My reporting is, however, that is stuck at the moment because they can't agree on what kind of teeth a fiscal commission could have. It's fine to propose recommendations, but if the Senate doesn't really have to take a vote, what does it matter? Until they can agree on that, Even a commission itself is in gridlock, even as our debt continues to get more and more at the moment.
Lisa Desjardins, thanks so much for this great reporting and analysis.
You're welcome.